This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Three top House Democrats say they want an investigation into whether U.S. federal agents abused emergency authority when they cracked down on peaceful anti-police protesters last week in Portland, Oregon. Representatives Gerald Nadler of New York, Carolyn Maloney of New York, and Benny Thompson of Mississippi sent a letter to the Justice Department and the Homeland Security Inspectors General Sunday, saying they are, and this is a quote, increasingly alarmed at the Trump administration's use of federal law enforcement to violate the civil rights of our constituents. And that's the end of the quote. According to the letter, federal officers driving in unmarked cars have detained protesters off the streets of Portland. The letter quoted Oregon Public Broadcasting as saying other officers have arrested, searched, and jailed suspects in the middle of the night before reading them their rights. That's a violation of the Constitution. Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli told National Public Radio on Friday that federal agents used unmarked cars to pick up people in Portland. He said it was done to keep officers safe and away from crowds and to move detainees to a safe location for questioning. But Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler said on CNN Sunday that federal officers are not wanted here. We haven't asked them here. In fact, we want them to leave. And of course, that's an exact quote. President Trump tweeted on Sunday that the city has lost control and says the protesters are anarchist and agitators. He promised to protect federal property. Portland police declared a riot on Saturday night after some protesters massed outside a police precinct building, vandalized cars, and shouted obscenities at officers. Anti-police demonstrations have been flaring up across the country since George Floyd, a black man, died in police custody of white police officers in Minneapolis in May. This is VOA News. At least seven people were killed and scores were wounded Sunday when a car bomb exploded in northern Syria near a Turkish border crossing. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The London-based group, which gets its reports from sources inside Syria, said seven people were killed, five of them civilians. More than 60 people were reported to be wounded. The area in northern Aleppo province, controlled by the Turkish army and allied Syrian forces, regularly sees deadly attacks and targeted killings. The observatory blamed the Islamic State group for Sunday's attack, saying it was possibly in retaliation for a surge in operations by Turkish and Turkish-backed forces against IS cells in the region. It's not clear yet whether Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Bab al-Salam crossing was a key entry point for cross-border humanitarian aid into northern Syria, but it was closed earlier this month after Russian pressure at the United Nations Security Council. Syria held parliamentary elections on Sunday, voting to fill 250 seats in the country's legislative body amid the coronavirus pandemic and a deepening economic crisis. The elections are the third since Syria's civil war began in 2011. They had previously been postponed this year twice due to the coronavirus pandemic. They took place today under strict guidelines regulating distancing and sanitation. Roughly 2,000 candidates are running in the election from a number of parties, but none was considered to present a serious challenge to Bashar al-Assad and his Ba'ath party. Assad has held power in Syria for two decades. The United States is calling on leaders in Afghanistan to conclude an ongoing prisoner swap and launch a peace dialogue with the Taliban insurgency without delay. In a series of tweets on Sunday, acting U.S. Ambassador to Kabul, Ross Wilson, also stressed the need for Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his political rival turned coalition partner Abdullah Abdullah to implement a power-sharing deal with which the two signed in May. Under his power-sharing deal with Ghani, Abdullah has been appointed as the head of the High Council for National Reconciliation, which is tasked to lead a team of Afghan negotiators in still unscheduled talks with the Taliban. The proposed negotiations, however, hinge on the prisoner swap in which Kabul is required to free 5,000 Taliban prisoners in return for about 1,000 Afghan security force captives held by the insurgent group. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.